Character of Frank Good, so many witnesses declare. Atlanta Constitution, August 15, 1913. R.A. Sohn, superintendent of the Jewish Orphans' Home, was called to testify on Frank's behalf. The witness said that his residence was at number 408 Washington Street. He said that he has known Frank a good many years and that his character was good. He was excused without undergoing cross-examination by Solicitor Dorsey, Alex Dittler, secretary of the Jewish Alliance and an officer of the Federation of Jewish Societies, also testified to Frank's good character. The witness said that he has been a resident of Atlanta more than 38 years. He was deputy city marshal under Marshal Humphrey and occupied the position of acting recorder of deeds in the clerk's office of the Superior Court many years ago. I have known Frank since he came to Atlanta and know his character to be good. Arthur Heyman, a member of the law firm of Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Heyman, took the stand. How long have you known Frank? Asked Attorney Arnold. About 3 years. What do you know his general character to be? Good. You did not associate with Frank? No, I have been with him about 3 times. I have been at places where he was a number of times. You never knew what his relations with girls at the factory were? No, sir. Frank's character good. Two professors at Cornell University were placed on the stand to testify to Leo Frank's good character while he was there. They were Professor C.D. Albert, Professor of Mechanical Designs, and J.L. Vandehoof, foreman of the foundry. Professor Albert was the first to take the stand. Do you know Leo Frank? Mr. Arnold asked. Yes. How long were you acquainted with him at Cornell? From October 1904 to June 1906. Did you come here at our request to testify? I did. What position did you hold while Frank was in college? I was an instructor in the mechanical laboratory. Did you often come in contact with him? Yes. Do you know what his general character was? I did. Was it good or bad? It was good. Vandehoof on stand. The witness was not cross-examined, and Professor Vandehoof was called to the stand. Do you know Leo Frank? Asked Mr. Arnold. Yes. When did you first know him? In 1903. Did you see him at Cornell? Yes. For how long did you see him? For 3 years. Do you know his character? Yes. Good or bad? It was good. Mr. Dorsey then took up the cross-examination. How long have you been at Cornell? I have been there for 25 years. How many students are there on an average each year? About 280 to 300 in my department. Well, how many in the school? There are about 1,200 under cross-examination. Well, can you tell us what it was that caused you to take special note of the character of Leo Frank when there were at least 279 other students in your department? I came in contact with him every day. Well, you can't tell what Frank or any of the others did while out of your sight, can you? No. He was then excused.